Today on the podcast, we continue the series, Achieve What Matters in Your Life, with my good friend, Anand Sharma. Today's installment is one I think you're really going to like. Stop surviving and start thriving. Stay with us because we're going to tell you how. I sure hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Tracy Goodwin, and I'm your host, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. As always, thank you for your shares and your downloads. You know how much I value you, and especially that you get the value of the voice and that you want to change your voice and transform your life as we move forward in the new year. And we're back with this amazing series that we're doing. I've got Anand Sharma with me again today, and we're going to continue on with our Achieve What Matters in Your Life Most series. Welcome, Anand. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I am very well. It's an amazing series, and I'm so delighted to be back in the second episode of it. And for our listeners and viewers, I hope you all had a great Christmas, and I'm sure you're looking forward to a great 2018.
Yes, I'm really excited about 2018. I have to tell you, I have a feeling it's really going to be an amazing year.
Why do I think the same?
Yeah, you feel it too?
I tell you, there is something in the air or some vibrations in the universe or whatever. I think it's going to be an amazing year for the world.
Yeah. 2017, I'll be honest with you, was a real downer for me. You know? Well, you always find the good in everything, but it was a tough year. But I just feel so positive about 2018. I've really put a lot of thought and planning and, you know, really have a good feel and direction for the trajectory. And that's why I'm so excited about what we're talking about today. Because today we're talking about, I love this topic so much. Today, guys, we're talking about thriving versus surviving. And I feel like there's been some surviving in my life, and now there's thriving. And that's what I'm talking about with this 2018. So I'm really excited about this topic today.
I tell you, this topic is so close to my heart because in my 40 plus years of corporate life career, there were moments when I was just surviving, and there were many, many moments when I was thriving. And there is a clear distinction between the two.
Yeah.
And that distinction is so important, so very important, yes.
So let's just maybe start at the beginning. I love what you said there about the distinction. Thriving is what and surviving is what. I want to start right there. What do you think of when I say thrive?
Let me step back a second and say that, needless to say, you have to survive first to thrive.
Yeah, right.
But it is given. You can thrive only if you have survived. So we'll be focusing more on thriving. To my mind, we feel we are thriving when we are growing.
Yeah.
We are growing as people. We are developing. We are learning. We are joyous. We are bring self-actualization, we are attaining, we are cut above the rest. We are at a place which is emotionally a safer place. When we are imaginative, we are creative, we are entrepreneurial. I can go on and on, but these are the feelings or emotions we feel. And that equals to living life.
Yeah.
As compared to just existing.
Yeah.
As in survival. In survival, you are existing, but you are living a smaller life. You are not living a bigger life. It's a status quo.
Yeah. No, go ahead if you wanted to keep going.
No, it is just more of the same.
Yeah.
It is, it's not exploring. It's not newer possibilities. It is just exploiting what exists.
Yeah. I love everything you said. I love everything you said. And it, as you were talking, and I agree with all of it, you know, and it made me think, I don't know why it made me think of this, but it's basically the difference in flowing with the river and fighting against the current is what that made me think of when you said that.
Are you psychic or what?
Well, you know, I am an intuitive.
You're very intuitive. I was about to say and give this analogy, and within 10 seconds of when I stopped, and I was about to say, thriving is a flowing river versus a static water, which is, and you know, when the water is not flowing, it starts to smell.
Yeah.
It is static. After some time, it starts to smell. Sea life and a fish, they die. Yeah. Whereas in a flowing river, you know, it is fresh. It carries life.
Yeah.
And to be honest, just to anchor this point, please excuse my laboring this point, but just to anchor this point, look at my shirt today. Which shirt am I wearing?
Look at that. We didn't fish. Even plan that. We didn't even plan that. Yeah.
I thought I'd wear this shirt just to break that point that if you want to be a thriving, happy, living, fresh fish, be a flowing river, thrive.
Yeah. So then let me ask your thoughts on this, and I'll certainly share mine as well. That thriving sounds really good, and that surviving sounds really bad. So why do so many people choose to survive when, and I get your point on, I love your point, in fact, on we have to survive to thrive. We've got to have the contrast. But there are so many people stuck in survival. That's what I'm talking about. Why? Especially in the corporate world. Why?
I mean, you clarified that the surviving is not really that bad. Because we as a human race have survived. Therefore, we have a potential and possibility to thrive. But in the context of surviving that we are talking about, I think it is the context which is very important. We are talking about that context when people are living smaller lives.
Yeah.
Below the radar. Unhappy.
Yeah.
Living below the radar.
Yes.
Just do enough so that I'm not visible.
Yeah.
So in that context, we are talking about in the corporate world, when we are not, in your words, when we are not speaking our truth.
Yeah. Just existing. This is just enough. This is just enough. Just enough.
Yeah. Just enough. Yeah. And the reason, to my mind, people do that is because, again, it comes to the same topic. We talked last time. People are fearful.
Yeah.
People are afraid. People are wary. People do not think they have a safe emotional environment in the company, corporation they're working in. And that's very critical for companies to provide safe, emotionally safe working environment so that people can self-express. Wherein they are non-judgmental for themselves and for others. Then they survive. But because they are afraid, they are risk-averse, they are afraid to be found out, so-called found out, they are not confident. Let's say if there was any failure, they have been punished by the corporation.
Yeah.
Failure has not been tolerated in the company. So they say, okay, let me just survive. Yeah. And also, there's another angle to it. And we talked about it last time, but I can talk about it every time. It's so important. People imagine negative outcomes, negative future.
Well, you know, that's what I love what you said. And I've been reading a lot lately, especially on LinkedIn, how we need to create that shift of putting back that emotional quotient back into the corporate world and life in general, as far as I'm concerned, treating people with forgiveness and empathy and understanding. I think we really are moving in that direction. But what I was thinking about, and this is what you, I think we're just saying, is we get comfortable, you know, and there's two bits. We get comfortable in what we know, even if it's not what we want. And then it also could almost become habit. Well, it's just habit to just show up and get through the day. Do you think that's part of it, those two things?
Definitely, because we feel comfortable because there could be two, three reasons. One, mediocrity, if that's the right pronunciation, is accepted by the corporation. There's not much challenge. Either we don't challenge ourselves, or our peers, our colleagues, our bosses do not challenge. But the company or corporation has a safe way of being. That is the culture of the organization. They don't like to be challenged. And result is what? Then it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
One at the individual level, and then it becomes a habit at the corporation level. And when it becomes a habit, that becomes the destiny of the organization. They stop innovating. They stop growing. They stop having innovative solutions for their customers and consumers. The result is what? They become dinosaurs.
Do you think that, you know what, I'll tell you what popped into my mind when you were saying that, and I love that, but do you think that there's this mindset of, this mentality of, well, we can't afford to invest in people or take the time. But really, that's like when I talk about voice work, you're putting something in place that's going to keep you from getting the result that you want. So this mindset of, well, we can't really invest, we can't really deal with the emotions, we just have to work like a machine. Do you think that's happening and part of it?
All the time, because companies, corporations, organizations, they are worried about this quarter's profits, top line and bottom line. They are thinking this month's top line and the bottom line. They are not thinking medium to long term. And result is what? They are not future-proofing themselves as a company, as well as individuals. Very short-term thinking. And those are the kind of organizations, we're seeing it every day now, great companies at one time, but possibly they were not thriving in their thinking.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, nobody does it intentionally.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, get comfortable, it becomes a habit. And then when it becomes a habit, it becomes the destiny of the companies and people.
Yeah. So it really is costly to the company and to the player. And I think it's so clear that that is the world that we live in. So I want to, you know, I think that's pretty clear. So I want to, let's flow down that river. And I want to ask you this, do you think that, I'm going to take it back to the individual. Do you think that people have a desire to thrive? Do you think that most people do?
I would say not most, every human being, because the design of every human being is the same. We have this, you know, same human. Your question is so very important, whether everybody wants to thrive. And I believe in Maslow's theory of hierarchy of needs, that we all have this inner need to have self-actualization. And thriving is nothing but self-actualization.
Yeah.
It is a fulfillment. We all want to feel fulfilled. We have come to this planet Earth for a purpose. But what happens along the way as we grow from childhood to adulthood? The environment, the culture, the conditioned mind, our own self comes in the way. And instead of thriving, we start to just exist, start to just surviving. And to be honest, here also I would say it's a 20-80 rule. Not that I have any data, but intuitively, based on what I see around myself, what I have seen in my 42 years of career, it is 20% of the people, or maybe less, they thrive. 80% of the people nearly survive.
Yeah, I love that. And I agree with you. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about it's so lined up with the work that I do with people, with voice work. I love what you said about life just kind of starts happening, which is what, you know, my whole voice philosophy is that life piles on you and your voice gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then you wake up one day and you realize, oh my gosh, 20 years have gone by, or 30 years or 40 years or however long, and I need to fix this because now I'm running out of time, I think is something I know that I certainly have felt that. So really, it's what I heard you say, and I've always thought this. I love that you said this. I've always thought this. Why are there some people that catapult into that next dimension of success and others don't? I think about that a lot. I read a lot of books about that, and I study a lot about that. And I think what I hear you saying is a huge part of it boils down to action.
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, before the action, I think we did talk about it briefly in our previous chat as well. It starts from two questions, the most important questions. What do you want?
And
what is important to you in your life? And when we say, what do we want? How badly we want it.
Yeah.
Now, if we want badly to thrive, badly to succeed, to grow, to learn, to develop, to succeed, but to not to be afraid of failure, learn from the failure, be risk-taking, be passionate, have energy, surround ourselves with people who are that 20% people who are thriving, rather than surrounding ourselves with people who are just surviving, then that is a great start. And then when you take a conscious decision to act on those thoughts, those actions result into tangible success. But critical point is, and there is a great philosophical book in India, Indian culture, called Gita. The words spoken by Lord Krishna, Hindus think and believe that he is the incarnation of God. He said, you can only do your actions. Karma. Karma is an action.
Yeah.
He says, do your karma and leave the results to the Almighty God, universe, nature, whatever you want to call it. So that is another aspect of it. You can just do your actions.
Yeah.
And also do not worry too much about the results. They will come.
Yeah. I think that's so right. You know, that desire, that I love what you said, the desire. You got to have the desire, which is followed by a plan. You've got to have a plan. And that's where I wound up getting myself in trouble years ago, is I realized I didn't even have a plan. I was just doing, you know, and creating that plan and taking an action. And I don't want to derail, but I do want to say something here because I want to jump next to some action steps for the listeners. But I'm really, really going to derail here for a minute. And I think this is something that I see as problematic, and it's total voice and communication, what I'm about to throw out here. this is where we get the problem. This is where we get the problem is so we want something different. We take action. Where I see the problem is I stay where I'm at and I complain about it. Right? And so I have this philosophy is that you do it or you don't, but if you don't, you can't complain about it. You accept this is where I'm going to be. And I think that's where a lot of toxicity comes in is I hate my life and I hate where I am and I'm not taking any action, but I'm going to make everybody miserable because I'm miserable and I'm going to complain about it all the time. Right? What do you think of that?
People love it when they complain. I tell you, there's something in...
Yeah, right?
There is some joy in complaining. There's some great joy people get in complaining, but that's such a destructive, negative force. And it just takes us backwards.
Yeah.
It does not even keep us where we are. It takes us backward.
Yeah.
And basically, when people don't do anything and people talk about also, you know, they have plans, they have things to do, they've got action plans and task lists. They, procrastinate.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, basically, procrastination is nothing but a conscious decision to defer the action.
Yeah.
Conscious decision.
Yeah.
It's a conscious action. And therefore, what is important is that if we want to thrive, of course, we need to ask first, what do I really, really want? What is important to me? That becomes your vision statement of your life in different aspects of life. Career, money, relationship, personal growth, spiritual growth, physical environment we live in, fun, health, etc., etc. So what's your vision? That's wherein a lot of thinking effort needs to go.
Yeah.
Because if you do the heavy lifting in the beginning, then later on it becomes easier. And then the second part is, you rightly said it, you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a plan, you have to have a strategy first, and then a plan, and then the roadmap, and then, you know, small actions, and then monitor it. That is typical management. But here we are talking at things at a higher level, which is, what emotions you need to have and access to thrive. And to my mind, those emotions have to be that I want to feel joy. I want to feel contented, fulfilled. I want to feel satisfied that I did the best that I could do in my life. And you look back at the fag end of your career or life, oh, whatever I achieved, but at least I did my karma. I did my, gave it my 100%. And it's so important to go back to those values, those virtues, those strengths, rather than focusing on the negative outcomes and negative future, focus on imagine, visualize, feel. What do you really want? The well-formed positive outcomes. And when you think about the well-formed positive outcomes, you visualize those, you listen to those, you feel those. That's what you attract.
Yeah.
In life. I mean, there is so much talk about law of attraction. So many books and interpretations of the books have been written. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because wherever your attention goes, you go there.
Yeah.
If your attention goes to thriving, you will thrive. If your attention goes to surviving, you will simply survive, and eventually you won't even survive. You will die. Mm-hmm. We talked about some of the examples of the companies which do not exist, but they exist a smaller version of those companies. We know of many animals who do not exist. They were very powerful, mighty animals, but they did not adapt themselves, change themselves to suit what exists, what was needed in the future. They were risk averse. Therefore, they became dinosaurs.
Yeah. No, I love all of that. And I think that's great action. I want to say a few things about that and add a couple of thoughts, but I love that. I started doing that a couple of years ago, really breaking it down, not just what do I want to do next year? No, what is my financial goal? What is my personal goal? What is my physical goal? What is my social, you know, all of that. I love that you said that. And it does take time and effort to sit down to really look at all those categories and really think about what was challenging for me. Let me say that. It may not be challenging for everyone. And then creating that plan and taking that action. But I want to add something to that, because I had to laugh out loud when I looked back as I was creating my plan for 2018, and I looked back on all my massive stuff that I had written up for 2017, and I just laughed because I thought, okay, I need to maybe look at this list throughout the year, because there's so much of this I'd even forgotten about. And it made me think, as I made my 2018 plan, dream, but be realistic. And embrace the small steps. Celebrate the small steps. I think we are conditioned in many, many ways. Instant gratification. You know, well, I just sent the text. Why isn't the text back? I just sent the web address in. Why isn't it? You know, embrace the small. And like, I want to add to your joy, enjoy the journey. Find something good in the process, knowing that you have a plan. You know, taking the action and releasing the outcome. Absolutely. Because, you know, I believe it's all going to work out in the timing that it's supposed to work out. And that may not be in the next 6 minutes. And that's okay.
I think you have made some fantastic points there. I quote so many people. One thing consistently I share to them, and that is pause.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Step back. Put your feet on the ground. Have a deep breath. And become conscious of yourself, your body, your thoughts, your emotions. And it takes literally 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And you will get back into the resourceful state. So therefore, in this world of instant gratification and everything is done at a speed which was unthinkable till very recently, we all need to wait for the right time. When I say wait, not a wasted wait, but meaningful wait. Time, give time and space.
Yeah.
And use time and space. These are very, very powerful things, time and space, and you will thrive. And you were talking about the goals, you know, turn them into small, small, little actions. I don't know whether in the USA they say it, but here at least in Europe we talk about it. We say have SMART goals or SMART objectives. And SMART means S for specific.
Yeah.
Not big generalization. M for measurable. Anything you want to change, start measuring it.
Yeah. What can I do today to get where I want to be? And then I think a huge part of that becomes trust, faith, and not giving up.
Yes.
Not giving up. when it doesn't work in 6 minutes, or you get a no, or it's taking longer. It's always going to take longer.
Yeah.
You know,
determination.
Yeah.
If your goal is worth pursuing, then pursue it with determination.
Well, and yeah, right. And that's why you've got to love what you put down on that paper.
Yes.
Find out what you love and put it down on that paper. And that's what you work towards, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and guys, it's not, you know, listeners, it's not too late. You know, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, you know, I didn't make a plan like that for 2018. That's okay. Get on it now, you know, break it down, write down, what do I want? What are my financial goals, personal goals, social goals, you know, and it really gets you thinking, and then create that plan and then pay attention to it all year long. Take small actions, and little by little, if you find that you are not thriving, that you are surviving, little by little, you're going to see, you're going to start flowing towards that thriving that you long for, and that's how change is created. Just that simple.
I think you used two beautiful words, and if I may pick up those or borrow those two words. You used the word now. You have not done it for all these years. Do it now.
Yeah.
And that brings me to my most favorite book of all time, The Power of Now.
Mm.
And I talked about it last time as well. And for our viewers, I brought it here. If you can see this, it is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. If you have not read it, strongly recommend it. Because the only moment available to us is now.
Yeah.
So now is the time to start having a question. What do you want? What really matters to you in your life? What is important? Plan it now. Now is the only moment.
Yeah.
And the second word you used was give attention. Give attention is basically become conscious.
Yeah.
Become mindful to one thing that I want to be attentive to, to becoming not only a survival person, but a thriving person. So whatever you give attention to, the energy of that thing grows. That's a law of physics. You give attention to something that grows because you give that energy to that thing. So start giving energy to thriving.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're thriving, you're of course surviving because you have already survived to thrive.
Yeah.
So that's, and it is so fulfilling when everybody's journey is different. Everybody's unique. Everybody's distinctive. Everybody's have their own purpose. What is important is, are you living the best life that you are capable of living?
Yeah.
Are you growing? Are you learning? Do you have high curiosity quotient? Do you have a high passion quotient? Do you have openness to new ideas, to new way of being? Are you flowing or are you static?
Yeah.
And those are the challenging questions one needs to ask. And in 2018, which is literally on our heads, I think we need to start thinking, in which areas can I challenge myself? And challenge yourself in a compassionate way. I always say, do not be too hard to yourself. Do not use language very hard to yourself, you know. Start scolding yourself. You know, I always do that. And why do I do that? And, you know, I failed last time as well. That's all negative language.
Mm-hmm.
Neuroscientists have discovered and done lots of experiments and have proven that when we are compassionate to our own selves, our mind works for us. So challenge yourself as a friendly challenger in a compassionate way. What can I do to thrive in 2018 and beyond?
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, listeners. So now get out there and take some action, because I want you to thrive. I'm going to thrive this year. I've already made that decision. This is going to be one of the best years of my life. I've made the decision. I've got my plan. Going to take some action. I've already made a decision 2018. You're hearing it now. I'm making the proclamation to all of my fantastic, beautiful listeners. 2018 is going to be one of the best years of my life. I have got the best plan. I'm taking the action. And guys, I want to take you with me because I really like you. So get your plan together. Let's thrive. 2018, I am boldly saying, is the year of the voice, but let's also say it's a year of thriving. So let's thrive together. And I just think this episode has been great. I knew it was going to be great. I was so excited to talk to you about this. And do you have anything else you want to add?
I think there is one point I want to make, and I always say that fun is a very important aspect of life. And you cannot thrive if you're not having fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about frivolous fun only.
Yeah.
There's a place in life for frivolous fun as well. But here I'm talking about meaningful fun.
Yeah.
So while you're thriving, see that you are having fun. And with fun, it becomes joyous, it is meaningful, and that becomes fulfilling. And then you achieve your vision of your life, what matters to you most.
Yeah.
So I wish all our audiences, wherever they are, have a great 2018, thrive, have fun, and enjoy.
Yeah. Good stuff. And thank you for joining me again today. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And thank you, listeners, for being here. As always, you know how much I appreciate you. We've got a little bit more in this series, exciting stuff we're going to be talking about. So make sure you have subscribed so you can get a notification when the new episodes come out. We've got a few more to do, and we've got some great things we're going to talk about and teach you. So thank you so much for being here. And, you know, until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully. We'll see you next time.
Have a great 2018, guys. Have fun.
Bye for now.
Bye.